I guess another thing that comes up in a lot of cancers is where is the patient better off being managed?
Right.
In a tertiary setting or in the community? What about MDS?
You know, I say to my colleagues who are in general oncology practices all the time that I don't know how you do what you do. And they say to me, well, we don't know how you do what you do. Apparently, these are weird phenotypic differences between physicians that we probably all need to work out. I do not understand anymore in this day and age the concept of mastering so many different tumors. I actually am somebody, again, maybe it's being a New Yorker, maybe it's being used to that New Yorker, if they have a hangnail, they want a hangnail specialist. But I think that specifically for diseases like MDS, which are complicated, which are diagnostically challenging, they are not straightforward. Even once the categorization is made diagnostically, there are several different pathways. I have to say that I do have a bias that at least the initial consultation should be in a tertiary care facility. And what I tell patients is, believe me, I don't want to steal, and other investigators don't want to steal patients, but even if I see you initially, we come up with a treatment plan, you're then in our database. We know about you. We can follow you so that if something comes up that is cool and interesting, I will call patients back then and call their referring doctors and say, hey, I saw Mr. So-and-so on azacitidine a few months ago. Is everything still going well? Because if not, I have a trial that I think would be great for him and for her.